Being Jewish can mean many things. For some, it's the way they look. For others, it's the way they act. For some, it's the way they talk. For others, it's the way they sulk. For Gentiles who feel Jewish, it's all about blood.
Have you ever felt like you were Jewish and wondered why? Discover how you can unlock the mystery of your family heritage to find out if you have Jewish blood. Today on Jewish Voice.
One of the questions that I'm asked by Christians who love Jewish people in Israel is, how can I find out if I'm Jewish? I just feel so Jewish, they say.
Christians feeling Jewish? Did you ever hear a Jew say he feels Christianish or Muslimish? Only evangelicals spout this nonsense. Keep on feeling Jewish, but you better accept the one thing being Jewish is: rejecting Jesus Christ as the Messiah.
Jews are never going to accept the Messiahship of Jesus. As Jews, we prefer to wait for the real thing.
That's why they crucified Christ. They were waiting for the real thing, who would supposedly exalt Israel over all the other nations, but Jesus would have none of it. Jesus said, "Repent, the kingdom of God is among you." But the Jews kicked him out. Keeping Jews Jewish means rejecting Jesus Christ. A religion based on a disclaimer is a gutter religion. But the Orthodox Church is heaven-bound. How about opposite views? Can they both be Jewish? There's the Republican Jewish Coalition. And there's the National Jewish Democratic Council. Both Jewish. Different platforms, same ringleaders. That's why Hillary, Cruz, Jeb, and even Little Rand crave the Jewish vote. Jews patrol their identity, and politicians like cops on a beat. Is it really all that important to be Jewish? If it's true that Christ will come in flaming fire to wreak vengeance on those who obey not the gospel, the answer is no. I'm so glad I left being Jewish. Don't you wish every Jew did?